This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University, and my guest this week is Dr. Ed Smith, associate professor of mathematics, who's here to discuss the career advantages of a degree in math. Dr. Smith is being interviewed by JSU News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Smith, you spoke of many attractive careers in mathematics in our last program, but people often characterize math as a difficult subject. What obstacles have you seen which prevent the success of a mathematics student, and how might some be overcome?
I will admit that innate ability can be a limiting factor, particularly in higher mathematics, but I don't often think that it is an important limiting factor for individual students. Aside from the very common limiting factor of effort, one's approach to learning mathematics is very important. In any subject, putting off our study and cramming for exams is not a good practice, but it is usually a deadly practice in mathematics. If you're not comfortable with what should have been learned in the last one or two of the lectures, it is natural to feel that today's lecture may as well be in Greek. Attempting math through rote learning is really the number one obstacle of today's students. Unfortunately, many students have developed a habit of approaching math in this way due to an underemphasis of concepts and an overemphasis of practicing examples in their prior experience. Some have even achieved good grades in the past by imitating example problems while paying little or no attention to concepts and proofs. Even in the entry-level courses, students who are good at imitating example problems may find it very hard to remember a large amount of such rote learning at one time, and consequently may experience disastrous comprehensive final exams. It is natural to feel insecure about trying a new strategy, but an appropriate strategy for success with minimal study time is to insist upon understanding everything. I can't often convince students to try such a new strategy, but I have seen weak students become exceptional students when they do so.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.